Welcome everyone to Rouse County Council's meeting. I'll open the meeting with acknowledgement of country. Council would like to show its respect and acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land of elders past and present on which the meeting takes place. Apologies and applications for leave and absence or attendance by audio visual link by councillors. We have one apology, I believe, from Councillor Lyon. And Councillor Cadwallader will be a little bit late. So could I get a mover for that apology, please? Councillor Gordon, Councillor Joya. That motion in favour? Carried. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. Could I get a mover, please? Councillor Humphreys and Councillor Gordon seconding. Is there any discussion on them? A motion and all those in favour? Carried unanimously. Disclosure of interest. Mr. General Manager, do we have any disclosures of interest?
Not from staff, but two councillors.
Two councillors, Councillor Robb and Councillor Gordon.
7.1 and 13.1 for me, please. Mr. Chair,
and
tyranny but significant. 30. And I will be absent from
7.1 and 13.
And 7.1 and 13.1.
Councillor Robb?
Yeah, same, 11.1 and 13.1. Significant
resolution. Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Matters of urgencies.
11.1.
Yeah.
No, I've received them.
Yeah. All matters. We now go to item 8. And it's a presentation by Mr. Brian Wilkins, ARIC Chair, Audit Risk and Improvement Committee Performance Report 22-23. Welcome, Mr. Wilkinson. You're looking good as usual.
I don't know what you're looking at, but thanks very much for the compliment. Morning all. Hope things are nice and rosy in Lismore. So, yeah, it's my pleasure to present this report on behalf of the ARIC committee. The report is in your business paper, so I'm assuming that you've had the opportunity to read it. I'll just touch on a few things and then be happy to take some questions. Firstly, the committee, as you'd be aware, is made up of myself, Andrew McLeod and Councillor Robb, and that's what this report is presented on their behalf, on our behalf. As I indicated, the report provides some information on various aspects of the role and how we've seen that role being undertaken throughout the last financial year. We believe we've met the requirements of the role, and that's indicated in the report there what that role is, which is part of the charter and that of the ARIC committee. We believe as a committee that we've received appropriate and adequate information to carry out our role. We also of the view that we had an effective relationship, working relationship with the staff and those that made presentations to the committee. There was no specific issues that we wish to raise of concern to council, and that's indicated in the report. Overall, the process that we've gone through over the last 12 months, we've been quite happy with what's taken place. As I said, I won't go through the bits and pieces of the report. I'll take it that you've read it, but I'm quite happy to take any questions from you in regard to our role and the end or the report.
Any councillor got any questions for Mr. Wilkinson? Oh,
bamboozled again, eh? That's good.
You did such a good job, mate.
Ah, well, hopefully that's the case. Yes,
that's it.
Look, on behalf of Rouse, I'd like to really thank you for your work and effort you've put into your role. I believe it's been carried out in a manner that's I would expect from a person of your experience, and I congratulate you for that. And, it's been, I think, good for us to have that efficiency the role that you've displayed. So thank you very much again. And it was nice catching up with you at the last meeting at Rocky Creek Dam. And we wish you all the best for the future in retirement. And all the best.
Appreciate that. And thanks for the opportunity with Rouse. And I wish you all the best for the future. Thanks very much.
Thank you. And I'm sure our new chair will carry out the role.
Won't be a problem. Very small shoes to follow, and they'll do it with ease.
And I hope you've enjoyed the experience working along our delegate on that.
Certainly have. I always appreciate Councillor Rob's been.
Councillor Rob.
Yep, he's been very involved and always happy to ask questions and most times accepted the answers, I think. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks again.
I'll leave you to your meeting. See you later.
Thanks for your commitment. Bye. Item 9, General Manager Reports. Now we go to page 7 of the agenda. It's a preliminary 2022-23 financial year summary and budget carry forwards. There's a recommendation there on page 7. Could I get a mover, please, or another? Councillor Bruin, second?
Yes.
Councillor Gordon. Councillor Bruin.
Thanks, Chair. They're a great set of numbers that have been delivered at a time when organisations are facing challenges with rising costs, and of course we still have the difficulty of dealing with the carryovers from the flood and so forth. So I commend all the staff for their efforts in delivering a sound financial report. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Any other councillors?
Yeah, just a question. Just the carryovers dropping off between last financial this year, how have we done that? Is that just been reallocating some funds, or like, is it a use it or lose it type thing, or is it just we're getting through the work now?
So through the chair, there's a couple of things there. It's about picking it up early during the year, like through QBRSs and making those adjustments. And that's a big emphasis that we're going through the organisation. There will be further adjustments in the next QBRS because the overall volume of capital works is too big in terms of budget for what our capacity to deliver. And it's about trying to prioritise and make sure that we're aware of what's actually achievable in delivery. So we're trying to pick that up and really improve our understanding of what our cash flow is, particularly from loans. And I know our finance team, if I miss anything, they'll jump in. But there's a lot of work with them, working with Andrew's team in the project delivery and making sure we've got both sides really well understood and tidying up and reflecting in the statements and the financials of what's practically going to be achievable.
Thanks.
Councillor Gordon has seconded. Do you want to speak?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah. Any other speakers?
Councillor. Can I just make a comment from page 8? I think it's a really vital process that the assessment that's going to happen in September about the Capital Works program, I think it's essential to reset and keep making progress, but we really do need to make sure that we do prioritise and we have really good sound planning. Thank you for that.
Any other speakers? Councillor Bruin, right of reply. I'll put that motion in. All those in favour? Harry. Page 23.
Yep.
Retail water bad debts write off. There's a motion there. Can I get a mover, please? Councillor Jaya. Seconder. Councillor Humphries. Councillor?
I mean, nobody wants to get in a position where we're having to write off sort of somewhat significant comparatively amounts of money. However, it seems like staff have done everything that they can, and the person in question with that debt is also doing what they can, I guess, to meet halfway in a sense. And so sometimes we have to take the losses with the wins and just do what we can to move forward and save further action. So, seems like a totally reasonable response.
That's a slightly different view. I, if you read the notes that attached to this brief, you'll see that there's been a history of dispute. And whilst he has, this gentleman's paid $2,500, he has promised to pay the balance of the $2,500 by December and honour his debts ongoing. In my mind, what we should do is rather than write it off, is set aside this debt as a means of, I guess, holding him to it, because if we get to December and he hasn't paid his $2,500 or hasn't kept up with his debt, he's already had a $5,000 discount, and then we've got to pursue the balance anyway. So in my mind, what we should do is probably set aside that amount until he's satisfied he's ended the requirement, and then we can write it off. So in my mind, we set aside this proposal until the January meeting or February when we meet next, and discuss whether he has actually honoured what he said he would do. So, I don't know if there's any support for that.
I'll just check that. Is that, can we do that?
So the only part would be that we need to make a decision about interest on the account as well, because at the moment, if it's silent, that account would continue to get through interest charges. So I'll refer to finance to see if I'm missing anything, but off the top of my head, I can't see that being a problem.
I get the whole idea of chasing this guy. I get it, and it's onerous, and it's time consuming, and it's costly. I get that, but he's made a promise, you know, and he has a history of disputes. Whether he actually honours that promise is yet to be seen.
Yeah.
And if we give him a free pass and he doesn't honour it, well, then we can't go back. We can't reinstate the $5,000 that he owes us, or he might sell the property, or he might do something else. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know.
Councillor Rob?
Yeah, my understanding of writing off rates means we can reapply them later if we want to. So it's not like we just say, see you later, we just don't pursue it. Is that the way it is?
Okay. The general manager is writing
an alternative motion.
It can be added to the motion or it can be an amendment, but if you're happy to accept it.
Then I'm totally happy to accept it. I think, it's difficult not knowing the details of the history of the dispute, I suppose, because sometimes disputes are reasonable.
Yep.
And we're only given a limited amount of information in that circumstance.
As a real estate agent, we see it every day where people promise to do something and you know, inevitably don't. And then you got to play catch up.
And in a sense, you're saying, well, we're not going to give you the carrot.
Yeah.
Like, unless, yeah.
Happy to revisit this on the satisfaction of your promise.
Can I get an answer on that question, if anyone has it, on the writing off? How it's applied?
It's just effectively reduction of the debt that the customer owes.
Yeah.
So we effectively reduce that revenue.
Will we reapply later if we decide to?
I don't think we can.
So. Once you write off, it's gone, isn't it?
Just the general manager.
There's a difference between your write-off versus deferral.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How'd you go?
So I'm still doing a little bit, but council defers the decision until Feb 24 council meeting with no interest to be applied to the account during that period. Does councillors would like anything conditional to that? Otherwise, we'll just defer it, but there'll be that commentary back to the customer.
I'm just quickly trying to find the answer there. Section 213. Of the regulations, local government general regulations, 213 subsection 6, the fact that a debt is under this section does not prevent the council concerned from taking legal proceedings to recover the debt. So I believe we can chase it later. We just don't add interest and everything to it if we write it off. That was always my understanding.
But from my reading of what you just said then, or listening of what you just said then, this could, by doing it this way, we could potentially save ourselves having to pursue it through a legal, we're just
setting it aside
and then rather than having to open legal proceedings to follow it up.
That's what we already did, open legal proceedings. That's why we got to this level.
Through the chair, this company actually lived overseas and we have spoken to debt collectors and had legal advice that pursuing it legally is not cost-effective.
You want to read it? And then just read the whole, because I asked the general manager a little bit.
I'd just like to know what the incentive is for the customer to pay it in December if we're prepared to write it off in February, if we were prepared to write it off today. Could I know that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what would prevent everyone else from saying, I'm not going to pay because your rate there is off, with the house written off too?
I just ask the general manager to add a little bit up to the end of it. So if you want to read the full.
That council defers the decision until Feb 24 council meeting with no interest to be applied to the account during that period. Staff to continue to work with the customer to for the debt outstanding of $2,500, which is that last component.
Can I ask a question, Chair, through you? If I leave a bad debt, if I default on my bank or I don't pay my Telstra bill, obviously there's a record of that and affects my credit rating going forward. Is that applied with debts to, say, Rouse and water debts?
Through the Chair, it does, particularly when debt recovery agencies are engaged.
Thanks.
The mover, Councillor, are you happy to change? Or do you
I just have a question,
yes.
Through the Chair. Rather than having it have to come back to us in February, could we not say we're happy to forego that debt on receipt of the
two and a half?
And that way it doesn't have to come back to us unless they don't fulfil their...
It's not only the 2.5, it's also paying his ongoing bills.
Yeah.
But you understand what I'm trying to say, like, exactly. Rather than it having to come back to us and us potentially making a different decision, we just
you could do that.
I'd I've got no problem with coming back because I'd like to know what occurs.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I'm happy to leave it.
I'd really like to know.
Yeah. And is this debt growing in the meantime? Is he still connected?
No, he's paying his more debts. Sorry.
Are you happy with that?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
So I just made a slight change.
New debt bill.
Councillor, write it now. Just made a slight change. Staff to continue to work with a customer for the debt recovery of $2,500. So just to make it a bit clearer.
And I had Councillor Humphreys a second. You're okay with that? So we have that new motion.
I'm concerned about it because with rates, you know, you can apply them to the property and you know, you can never not recover your rates if you want to, regardless of the cost and regardless of the legal expenses, because ultimately the property will get sold. But aren't we setting a precedent here? If someone else says, I'm not going to pay it, then, you know, around the $5,000 mark, you know, they're going to say, or we're going to say, it's too costly to pursue, let's wipe it. Because, you know, someone in the future will say, well, hang on, what about him? What about me? I want the same treatment. And what are we going to do then? So,
yeah, through the Chair. As Jeff made comments, this situation's a little bit unique with where the customer lives and the arrangements. Typically, the cost recovery through the agencies is not cost prohibitive because those costs are put back on to the customer owner. So for this situation, I think it is a bit of a unique situation. And, all issues or all items are considered case by case, but I don't see this being too much of a problem going forward.
I just don't see any hardship to warrant it. So that's
well, that's a difficult thing. We don't have all the details about what's going on.
I like the one coming back in February because I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, we have that motion. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any other debate? Right of reply?
I'm fine, thanks.
I'll put that motion in. All those in favour? Carry.
All good? This one? That was one?
Yeah. Yeah, we might excuse ourselves for the next item. Councillor Rob and myself.
We have quorum.
No, don't at the moment because we're still missing Sharon. So
you might have to put it on the table. Yeah.
Yep.
Gentlemen, come back. We don't have quorum without you at the moment, so we can change the order of business.
We'll wait for Sharon.
We're missing you already.
We need five.
What do we got?
Chair wants me.
Go to page 28, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
So we'll just need a motion to change the order of business.
Yeah. I have a motion to change the order of business. Moved by Councillor Humphrey, second by Councillor Gordon.
Oh, there we go.
That motion has been withdrawn.
Have a see? Page 25. See? Don't get comfortable. We'll end up time for that till later.
Yep.
On to the least more levels.
Oh, right. That's where we're at.
Page 25.
You don't know.
Yeah, but they can have.
Page 25. Do you need me to move the recommendation? No.
We need to move the meeting into confidential or just no.
No, it's just
got a conflict
with the answers. Any of
us here? We've
got five now that you're alive.
Sorry?
Five now that you're here, please.
Looks like a one-sided table. I suspect it will be.
Definitely
well,
not intentional.
All right. Welcome, Councillor Cadwallader.
Thank
you. We're on page 25.
Yes.
And we have a recommendation, a proposed change to ownership of Lismore Levy. Could I get a mover or a seconder, please?
Happy to move.
Move on. And seconder, Councillor Broome. Councillor Cadwallader.
Look. When I read this, I wasn't aware of what was going on behind the scenes. I didn't realise that there was such a lot going on. And I don't think it's just, yeah, we're not in confidential, are we?
No.
No. Okay. So we have to find a way forward. And really, that's the bottom line. It's been on the books now for such a long time of over ownership. It certainly, it's never been ideal from day one because it was always, there was always this differential who owns what, who maintains it. And the time is right now with this grant, $30 million grant, to sort this out once and for all. So I'm hoping that we can get the right outcome for everybody, for Lismore City Council and for Rouse County. So I totally agree with the process. Thank you.
Councillor Bruno, seconder?
Yes. We as a council inherited a few really big issues that are overhanging from times past, and this is obviously one of the big ones. And while the flood, of course, caused so much devastation to this community and communities up and down the catchment, it has resulted in a lot of funding coming in, and this funding potentially is going to be put to a very good use. Although we are in the business of flood mitigation, the Lismore Levy is unique in that it is protecting the city of Lismore, and the rest of our flood mitigation work is very different, involving supporting farmers largely on the floodplain. So this really was something that didn't entirely sit well with Rouse, and we have this window of opportunity here to resolve this. It will also, I believe, be of great benefit to Lismore City and the people of Lismore, because should the council take ownership of it, they'll be able to put a greater focus into the future needs and ensuring that it's kept maintained and operating at the level it needs to be to deal with future flood events. So I wish our staff well in their ongoing negotiations on this, and hopefully we can have a win-win. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Any other councillors?
Yeah, thank you. I'd just like to make a comment that this is a huge outcome, will be a huge outcome for the actual community. And it's the first time that I've read anything about the Lismore Levy that I've actually had a feeling of confidence that we're actually going to be able to finalise the matter and ensure that the control, the ownership, the operation and the maintenance is centralised with Lismore City Council. So thank you very much for all that work that has been done behind the scenes, and let's move on with this and finalise everything. Thank you.
Yeah, look, I was really grateful to see that there's a proposed way forward and hope that it's embraced by both parties to make this clearer for the whole community. I think, you know, the complexities around depreciation and where it sits on people's bottom line and who's responsible and the community's expectations around who should be in direct control and management of this facility is everyone will benefit if this goes through. So thank you to staff for continuing to try and find a solution to a really tricky problem that, you know, has left such little clarity around some key piece of infrastructure that is, imperative for the town.
For me, it's, correct me if I've got this wrong, but when the levy was actually thought of and to be applied for funding, Lismore could not, because they weren't a flood authority. So Rouse stepped in to help them. And it seems that like Rouse done them a favour, but at that time there was no actual guidelines set down of who would take responsibility for the building, for the maintenance, the depreciation. So it's just been rolling along and rolling along as it was, but the flood really brought that home. Who's going to, this grants is applied to it, who's going to take the maintenance, the depreciation? And I know it's all new equipment, but it will depreciate as time. Money has to be put aside. So I believe that we're on the right path, and what comes out of it, I can't guess. I don't know. But it needs to be addressed and looked at. So either council, whoever ends up with it, knows their commitment for the future and with their finances. Hopefully Lismore will take responsibility. As a Richmond Valley delegate, find it hard to understand why my council is supporting the urban area of Lismore. I can understand what the flood mitigation was set up for, and that spread across all councils. For the first time ever, the floodwaters went into Casino. Does that say, well, we want a levy and we want Rouse? I know Ballina copped real bad in some of their areas and CBD and that. So I just find it why aren't those other areas getting help if they need a levy? And I suppose that might be a bit greedy or one-eyed, but I just think it's not really the flood mitigation that was the old county council was set up for. It was for rural areas. Any other speakers? Councillor Cadwallon.
Yes. Look. It's a legacy issue, as we've said. It this goes back a long way. And certainly there's more council been under different leadership over the years. But I guess most importantly, I see that as we move forward with the CSIRO study, that, that final report due 2025, this will form part of that as well, levies right across the region, maybe. Channels, whatever that might look like, once we get that data, this needs to be sorted now. This is the time to get this sorted, and the funding grant certainly is a good character to make sure that it does get sorted. I just wish all parties well in their deliberations, and hopefully come to a mutual agreement the best way forward.
That closes the debate. I'll now put that motion. All those in favour? Unanimous. Could we invite Mr. Robin Gordon?
I feel good with the chair.
I think I have to get a backup one.
What did we miss?
something else.
It's all right.
We're talking. Everyone's smiling, so they got rid of the levy.
Yes.
Sounds like it. That's called a levy. It's just misunderstood.
That's all.
He could have left Missy. She didn't have to declare an interest.
Oh.
I don't know.
So I've got on page 28, councillors.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Humley Park or retrieval. Could I get a mover, please? Councillor Bruin and seconder.
Okay.
Councillor Gordon.
Yep.
Councillor Bruin.
Thank you, Chair. Look, it is, I believe, in when it comes to practice and administration, always good to go to tender when you should. But I think the report outlines why in this case we're not going to go to tender on this. This is a company that obviously did win a tender with council in the first place and had the best terms at that time. They have been working with us. We know they can do the job. And this is a very important job indeed as we ensure we have the adequate water supply to meet the region's future needs, which is very critical, particularly as we head into a dry time. So we can't afford to waste any time on this. We know the company can do the job. It's a very important job. So it is extraordinary that we're not going to go to tender, but I think it's valid in this case, as the report states. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Mr. Oh, just to reiterate what Councillor Rob said, it is a particular... Councillor Rob, that's him. particular set of skills involved. This company's got a track record with us. Why wouldn't you just go straight to contract?
Any other speakers? Councillor Cadwallon.
Just making sure when I read it on the thing, this is the one that we're going to push the pump down because we can't retrieve the pump. And we've got no certainty that that's going to work. So we will need to put another pump beside it and go through all the approval process in the event that that doesn't work. So it's a big one, and we're going to put in extra money, but we feel this is the best way to go. We'll give us we'll know one way or another whether it's going to work or not. But it's risk. There's a lot of risk in it. And the extra money that we're going to put into it, the alternative is you don't do it and then you just go for the approvals for that other bore beside it. Mm. The money that we're going to put up, the extra money, is obviously a good spend because you're recommending it.
Mm.
So I'll support it.
Just a comment. I found it very interesting that, if it has to be sunk right next to it, but we don't know about the quantity or the quality of the water when it's so close. It's a very interesting. It's not good to have any problem, but it's an interesting dilemma that we find ourselves in.
It's a dilemma.
Yeah.
Although a question on that point, it does say that the bore. Previous board was a very good one.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you'd hope
right.
That
nothing's changed. Came out of the same pool.
Yeah.
Any other speakers? Councillor Bruin, if we close. Put that motion and all those in favour. Harry. Councillors, now over to page 32, information reports. There are 10 there. We have a motion for stop the change. Councillor Cadwallon, Councillor Rob.
Yeah, no, as usual, the information that we're getting is very good. I can't believe how few questions I have in this whole business based on her first, I think. Stuff, right, major things.
Any other councillors got? Oh, sorry, did you finish?
Yeah.
Councillors, any other on the information reports? Any 10 of them?
Yeah, there you go.
No, the quality of the report is exceptional, and I really appreciate receiving these reports because it really does keep us abreast of exactly what's going on. The debt write-off information summary down here, and obviously recommend on that, but it's a big write-off. But I guess there's no point chasing something you've got to come to the table. But what's the likelihood of this being an ongoing issue, I suppose, is the question I would ask. You're right, this is off. What's to stop it happening over again? Have we got some measures in place? Just a question. Have we got some measures in place?
Further to that, if I may.
Sure.
On page 42, the figures on the water levels at Rocky Creek and the consumption by councils heading into a dry period. Recently in our workshop, we had that wonderful day where we went out and saw the pumping station on the Wilson River, and we were informed on that day that it's not going to be potentially back in operation until potentially early in the new year. I'm just wondering, looking at these figures and all of that, what's the latest?
So, through the chair, there was two questions. So in terms of the debt write-off information, one of them was flood impact because it was a tenant as associated with a rental and they're not coming back due to their business being flood impacted. So that was the $4,000. The rest of them were substantially small and they're covered under our leak policy. So they get the one-off opportunity, but they've got to get a licensed plumber and things like that to do the work. So so in terms of ongoing, there is a system in place and a policy position that provides that coverage there. So through the chair, in terms of Wilson Source, there's a number of works that we're doing at the moment to try to get that pump station operational as quickly as possible. We've been working with our operations team and planning and delivery team as well as public works. The interim solution is to what's the best way to describe it? To not a hack, but to try and get the original board replaced in certain parts that would be transferable to the new switchboard while it's under construction. So we've ordered that equipment, we've got approval, and that's what we're doing at the moment. And so we're doing two things in tandem. One is working on getting the new specs with Public Works out the door for a replacement for the ongoing solution, but we're working to get the existing one partially working so it's suitable just for this period. That's not ideal long term, but for a short term emergency, it's a good workaround.
Thank you. That's impressive to hear.
So I've just questioned though, by the time we got to pump from the Wilsons, whether the level would be too low to pump from it.
So through the chair. So
we go on and do all this because, and the quality of the water as well.
Yeah. So that's why we don't want to outlay too much of these emergency measures, but at the same time, that's assuming that typically there's a period that we get to cease the pump, or we get a short period that we can pump, then we get to cease the pump due to the levels. However, we still want the station to be available in the event that we do enter into a longer or prolonged drought and we enter into emergency provisions. So one of the things is making sure that this equipment needs to happen for the permanent solution and it'll be transferable. So there is a little bit of cost in terms of the quick retrofit that we're doing at the moment, but that is small in comparison of alternatives, e.g. hiring diesel pumps and those types of things, which are very cost prohibitive.
Thanks for that.
And reliability issues associated with that.
Just in relation to the ethical holdings, I know I've sort of spent a lot of time in my own council looking at the framework and how we can try and improve that. It's been really difficult to do that. But I guess, you know, 11.98% is quite small, really, when you're looking at ethical holdings and probably not up to the community's expectation. But you know, I know at our council we have really tight restrictions around what we can invest in. Do you have the same? And can we just, as councils, get a small report at some point about how that, what that framework is and any potential way that we're going to do that?
Sure. No, we can do that. We can do it as a report or we can do it
at a workshop.
At the September workshop.
Yeah.
But yes, we do have some guidance that in terms of the ethical holding and that, so we can step through that process.
Through the chair, One of the big issues we've got is our loan covenant, the book, which is going to be AAA. So most of our ethical is below that requirement. So we kind of get some because we, you know, the ethical stuff is high graded, which doesn't work for our loan covenant.
Yes, which at the local government conference, I was talking to TCorp and they said they were in the process of making changes for councils like ours that went through that Fit for the Future process, and they put those very, very strict ratings on it. And I'm just wondering if we can continue to pressure TCorp and try and make it more flexible, because there are other council areas that are not experiencing the same level of restrictions and having much better outcomes in terms of their ethical investment. And I think our community expects that of us to try and make that as good as we can.
Well, through the chair, what we'll do is we'll put it as an item in the workshop. We'll go through that bit of detail and then we'll come up with some ways forward from that. So okay. Everyone's on the page.
Any other speakers? Items? Councillor Rob, write a reply. Okay, I'll put that motion. All those in favour?
Harry?
Now I'll go to Councillor 90.
Yeah, just you, Mr. Chair, and like the next report appears on page 91, and our agenda goes to page 89. That might be an indication. We're not invited. I'm happy to take that on board.
Dog's getting some extra walks today.
Yes, most probably you can stay to vote to go into closed council and then leave the room. So I need a motion to go into closed council. Councillor Humphreys and Councillor Cadwallader.
We should vote against it, so we can.
As opposed.
Well, as Mr. General Manager, do you have any representation from written? No one in the gallery. Right, I'll put that motion then. All those in favour? Thank you.
Thank you.
Just to wrap the meeting up, I'll ask the General Manager to read the resolution of closed council, please.
Okay. The recommendation was that Council 1 receive and note this report, 2 take all necessary steps, outline this report to finalise the Peridania land development. If any resolution is inconsistent with this resolution, that outstanding resolution is deemed to be revoked. And 3, authorise the General Manager to take all next steps outlined in this report to finalise the Peridania land development.
No other business?
No other business, sir.
I'll then close the meeting and thank you very much for your attendance and have a safe trip home, please.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.